Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 25th of April. China said that they were not negotiating with the United States over trade. US President Trump said that the US had a meeting with China, but would not say with whom. Things like this might possibly be contributing to the economically damaging levels of uncertainty that now exist in the US economy. China does not seem to be preparing for a trade deal, with liquidity injections expected from the central bank. South Korea has agreed an in-principle framework for trade talks with the United States next week. South Korea had a free trade agreement with the United States, allowing for tariff-free trade on both sides, until Trump's rather unorthodox formula decided that US consumers should pay a 10% tax on Korean goods. Presumably, it would be fairly easy to go back to a long-established free trade deal, but the uncertainties around the revised NAFTA deal do strike a note of caution there. We get the final US April Michigan consumer sentiment data today. The only real use for these figures is in trying to monitor the extent to which the partisan media bubble is being burst by economic realities. In the preliminary data, Republican voters did report a slight decline in their sense that all is for the best in this best of all possible worlds. It will be interesting to see if the uncertainty and threats of ever higher trade taxes now cause the Republican number to decline relative to the preliminary number. Democrat pessimism is very unlikely to improve. Japan's March Tokyo consumer price inflation figure was somewhat higher than expected, and the inflation rate has been creeping higher for some time. There is some base effect from things like education, which have added to inflation, but this was a fairly broad-based increase in the price level. However, department store sales were quite weak, with the exception of household goods. That pattern might reflect purchases in anticipation of tariffs. UK retail sales data for March were also strong, and household goods were a driver here too. Overall retail sales data in the UK has been tending to be strong since late last year, and the hand-wringing of retailers about potentially negative effects from the UK government budget have not shown up in the hard realities of the economic data. It's almost as if retailers were being deliberately pessimistic in their sentiment surveys as a way of trying to change the political narrative and influence policy decision-making. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.